And all that humans know, most humans, all they know is the objects that arise in their consciousness, which is the world of form, the world of birth and death. They know the objects, sense objects, mental objects that arise continuously. And most humans are identified only with that, that they know nothing else. So they know only the world of form, the conditioned, time-bound, past, future. On a personal level, all they know is their life situation and the continuous stream of thinking. That's what a life. Now, if we want to use theistic language, we could say, you're totally concerned with the world and you don't know God. God not as an entity, controlling entity somewhere in space. No. But that, the unmanifested life out of which the entire world of manifestation arises, the unmanifested that contains everything in a state of oneness. So your life is totally incomplete, no matter what you achieve on the level of form, and everybody who has achieved great things on the level of the world knows that after a little while, you feel elated for a little while when you suddenly become a VIP and see your picture in magazines or whatever it is. And then after a little while, it feels, the same old things come creeping back. Not enough fear, I might lose it. What do they think? My reputation, the stock market, what's going to happen to me? And deep down they know that all their achievements are going to leave them unless they leave them first. It's either the question of, I leave the stock market, which means I die before it all collapses, or it collapses while I'm still alive. In either case, it's all going to leave. Oh my God. And the famous actor or actress knows that deep down that my appearance isn't going to last, and eventually they won't want to see me anymore. Oh. So whatever you achieve on the level of form cannot satisfy for long. The not enough remains. The sense of insufficiency remains. So you forgot something. You forgot an entire half of life, one could almost say. You've got the manifested half. This is only a temporary way of putting it. Don't get attached to it. There's the manifested half, and you entirely neglected the unmanifested. You paid all your attention to the world, but nothing to God. And don't get attached to that, please. Another way of putting it, you could say, if in this room, you see all the objects in this room, the people, the ceiling, the lights, and so on, and the objects absorb your attention, this and that. Oh, look at that, and that, and that, and that. And then the walls and the ceiling. And you don't realize that the essence of this room is actually not the walls and the ceiling and whatever is in the room, but the space itself. Without the space, it would be useless. There wouldn't be enough space to sit here. So when people describe the room, they would usually just describe the appearance of the ceiling, the walls, and so on, perhaps give you the measurements, forget to mention the space completely because they are not aware of it. that the very essence they didn't mention. This room is worthless if you just put together the objects in the room. And so in each human being, there's the equivalent of that. There are the objects that make up your consciousness, all the thought movements and the emotions. They're born and they die. They're born and they die. Like, and so in most cases, that is what absorbs your attention completely and completely.